Hey guys, and welcome back to the official Extreme Prospecting Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Tosi, at JoeTosi3 on Twitter. I'm also the founder and CEO of Extreme Prospecting, at Extreme Prospecting on Facebook. Today's topic is productivity hacks number two. So in the first one, I talked about how do we stay on task in a buzz, beep, bong, Chewbacca sound world. When it comes to prospecting, what are our procrastination intruders? And then the third question I talked about was, how do we measure our success at the end of the day? And as I was running at the gym, I felt like I just left out some stuff on part one. So part two is going to, I want to talk to you about scheduling your sprints on your calendar. And what I mean by that is, when I said in the first part that timers help us focus, what I left out was that you have to schedule those sprints on your calendar, those times. So in my life, what I do is I take a 15-minute sprint, right? So just 15 minutes of focus, because it's a small enough chunk where I don't feel overwhelmed or distracted. I feel like I can do 15 minutes. And I say, okay, how many of these 15-minute sprints can I do in a 60-minute time period? Okay, so I just say I'm going to do three, okay? That's 45 minutes of deep focus, right? 15 minutes, I'm off eating donuts, coffee, Einstein bagels, handlebar, whatever. That's the 15 minutes. But the 45 minutes is just a sick amount of focus. So I can just focus, okay? From there, I say, okay, if I can do that for 8 hours, I got 24 sessions of intense focus, okay? So that's critical. So 24 sessions of intense focus if you're going to work 8 hours. Now, how do you pick how many sessions you need to do? Well, that starts at the beginning of the day with the measurement, right? So when I talked about having to set a target at the beginning of your day, okay, you need to set and schedule on your calendar, okay? So it's one thing to set a target. So the wrong way is you set a target and then you go out the day and you go attack the day, okay? The right way to do it is to set a target, and then what you do is you schedule it on your calendar immediately in those chunks, right? Because now you're accountable to the reality of the 24 hours that we have, right? So a lot of times we will lie to ourselves, okay? So what we need to do is we say, okay, so I need to get work done. How do we get work done? We get work done by saying we're going to do sprints, although I know the day is a marathon, we are going to sprint in 15-minute sessions, okay? So if I can do three sprints in 1 hour, and I can do that for 8 hours or 10 hours, you're going to be incredibly productive. Not only that, if you are measuring that, okay, if you can measure that, that measurement is going to provide focus and clarity to your work. Okay, so those are my two tips that were missing from part one. So if you missed part one, it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on SoundCloud, it's on the website at extremeprospecting.com. And this is part two, productivity hacks. Again, schedule your sprints, okay? Schedule your sprints. I've been sprinting all day, right? I've been sprinting since 8 o'clock this morning, and it's 11 o'clock, it's 10:45, and I'm going to do a full-length session. I could be sleeping, but I'm still sprinting. Okay, guys? So keep sprinting, keep measuring, and keep recording, and your productivity is going to go to a whole nother level, and you guys are going to be massively successful.